The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is Tuesday, the 21st of May, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening. It's coming your way right now, like it always does, in about 5 minutes. You know those stories where you think, that'll never happen? Well, this is one of them. Microsoft, Sony, yes, those gaming giants, they're teaming up. What's the partnership going to bring? Well, apparently they're going to develop future cloud solutions for game and content streaming services. I guess you can kind of see it's more of Sony seeking Microsoft's help, you know. They kind of know all about that cloud stuff, you know, the internet stuff. And Sony knows more about all that gaming stuff. Now, according to Bloomberg, these talks have actually been going on and off for the past year. But now the two have finally said, yep, I think we can do this together. In the end, the two companies will explore a joint development of future cloud solutions, hoping to support their respective game and content streaming services. As for us consumers, well, we're just going to kind of have to wait and see how this plays out. Pandora's finally said, oh yeah, there's people out there on a Mac. Guess we better get an app to them. Finally, Pandora has launched its new Mac app. Meaning, yes, if you're on a Mac, now you can take advantage of the streaming service without having to open up the stupid browser. The app is nice and clean, it has to be said. Definitely very mobile influenced. Even right down to the color, to be honest with you. But Pandora says there's a few little extra features that are exclusive to the desktop app. This includes keyboard playback controls, on-screen notifications, and there's going to be controls for the new Pandora Modes feature. Those of you who don't know about that, well, that launched way back in March, and finally, on desktop, you can take advantage of it. Again, only if you're on a Mac. Pandora apparently says, oh yeah, crap, there's also Windows out there too. So, Windows fans, don't worry, they are currently working on one and should have one to you sometime soon. And finally, we said that Google Glass would die, then it came back, and we said it's dead again, then it came back, and it's coming back. Yeah, get ready for a new version of business focus, they're saying. Glass augmented reality headsets coming from Google. Oh, yippee. It's called the Glass Enterprise Edition 2. Unfortunately, though, you and I, as basic consumers, we can't get our hands on this. It's not being sold directly to consumers. It's the business focus part of the thing. Maybe Google finally got it that Glass isn't quite ready for mainstream yet. Nonetheless, though, it's still there. And speaking of still there, so is the design. Hasn't changed much at all. Though it did get a processing boost with Qualcomm's Snapdragon XR1 chip, hence that's why you're seeing augmented reality built into the thing. The new Glass will incorporate computer vision and advanced machine learning capabilities as well. Alright, so now that we know that you and I can't get a hold of it and it's only going to be for businesses, how much is it going to be? Well, if anybody remembers the Explorer First Edition, that's $1,500. I wonder why they weren't flying off the shelves. The Enterprise Edition 2, $999. Yeah, $500 cheaper, still ain't cheap enough. But if the business side of you is intrigued, well, they're apparently going to be available pretty soon. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Please, we need a little bit more news. I tell you what, digging the news up the last few days has just been like pulling teeth. So please send some stories my way. I'd love to look through them and put them on the air. Don't forget to check out our official BTN Network website, britishtechnetwork.com. That is where, of course, you find the news show. That's where you find the Mac show. That's where you find the Big Show and so many other great BTN podcasts. Of course, while you're over there too, check out our blog and review section up there as well. Give us a like at Facebook at British Tech Network. Give us a follow at Twitter at British Tech and join our community at our BTN Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday and thank you so much as always for listening.